Hi, I am Mathieu Schreier, and I am here with the one and only Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong. Before the duo joined forces to release many popular comedy albums and movies, Tommy found early fame as a musician. Today, we'll hear about some of the songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's guest DJ projects. Tommy, what did you bring for us today? What you got?
Sexy Ways was the first one. See, I grew up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And it's 99% white, and not only white, but oil white, you know, Texas white. And it took me, I think I was about 16, 17 years old when I discovered there were black people in Calgary. And the black people introduced me to a whole music thing that changed my life, basically. And so these songs were brought up from the States by the porters that worked on the trains, and they were called race records, and so they would bring them up big 78s, and the first one was Hank Ballard, and it was the first group I heard where all their songs was about making love. You know, yeah. They had all these double entendre kind of sex songs.
That was Sexy Ways from Hank Ballard. We're moving on to a second pick here from Tommy Chong's guest DJ project. What's your second track?
Well, it's called Moving On by Hank Snow. And Hank Snow recorded when the recordings were done on a cylinder. Yeah. Sexy Ways, with the black culture, there was all about making love and, you know, satisfying your girl and your girl satisfying you. Well, cowboys were always crying about their women leaving them, you know, or taking them for a ride, you know, dating them, get all their money. And that's what Hank Snow was singing about moving on.
Do you think all those women left Hank Snow to go get their sexy ways on with Hank Ballard?
Oh, they did. Absolutely. But you just wouldn't listen. No pain and no mind. Now I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on. You done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on.
That was Moving On by Hank Snow. Now that third
you
one.
Hound Dog by Elvis Presley. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Well, the reason I like that, Elvis Presley, when I saw Elvis, it changed my life. It changed everybody's life. At the time, I was playing guitar, backup guitar for a full-blood Sarsi native Indian from Calgary. His name was Dick Bird. Wow. We were both Army cadets. And he found out I could play backup guitar, and he was a singer, and he played guitar too. Well, when Elvis Presley hit the scene, Dick combed his hair like Elvis and wore the jacket like Elvis, turned up his collar. I mean, he's a full-blood native Saracen Indian with a bad complexion. Did not matter. As soon as we hit that stage, the girls start screaming, just like it was the real Elvis. They all gather around the stage and they're screaming and reaching for him, and it just changed both of our lives. Because before that, you know, we were both kind of like, he was an Army cadet guy and I was an Army cadet guy. And we're kind of thinking, you know, there was no way we were going to do this for a living, you know, until Elvis hit the scene. When Elvis hit the scene, then we said, wow, this is what I want to do. And so then I got turned on the pot around the same time. And that was the end of high school for me, you know.
You was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, that was Hound Dog, great cover by the one and only Elvis Presley. Moving on to, wow, that's a special one. This is your fourth track. This is Tommy Chong here. And what's your next song?
My Girl by The Temptations, written by Smokey Robinson. I consider this the greatest song ever written. When My Girl came out, I remember being on the Vancouver Island and listening to it and just amazed at how simple and how beautiful, and the lyrics, and it's still being played.
Is there anyone in particular you think about when you listen to My Girl?
Oh, my wife, Shelby.
Fantastic.
Yeah. She was my girlfriend at the time. I was married, and she was just a friend. But when that song came on, whew. Well, everything, every love song like that, I immediately identify with Shelby. She's been my love forever. And she's way younger than me, so. And she wouldn't marry me, you know. We remained real close because she said, you know, I'm not going to marry you. You know, are you kidding? You know, look how you treat your wife.
So that's My Girl. Let's get into
my
it.
Girl.
This is My Girl by The Temptations.
Yeah.
That was My Girl by The Temptation. And final track on your guest DJ project. What's your last song?
What's Going On with Marvin Gaye. Another song, Changed My World. Cheech and I had just gotten together.
So you met Cheech in Canada.
Yeah.
And you came down to LA, and that's where you heard the song for the first time?
Yep. Yeah. Cheech was up in Canada getting out of the draft. He wasn't really a draft dodger. He was up in Calgary just in case a Viet Cong attack from Alaska. He was part of the secret army. There were a lot of Mexicans.
So you're Canadian, but Cheech is American.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Cheech was actually the first Mexican to sneak into America from Canada. And he did it real easy. He used somebody else's ID, a white guy's ID, showed it to the guy at the border. Yeah, go on through.
Wow.
No problem.
How did you meet Cheech?
Cheech?
Yeah, how did you meet him?
Well, when I went back to Vancouver to start a band again, you know, I started working at we owned a strip club. So I had been around, I'd seen Second City and all these improv groups, and that's what I used to do. I used to go to theater. I got involved in the theater, personally. But I was looking for actors, and we had the girls, and we would do a lot of titty jokes, and then I had to have a straight man. And we were looking for a straight man because I had a hippie partner named Dave. And so Cheech joined the group as a straight man. And then Cheech and I formed a band, actually. We put a band together. And then we thought we'd do a little comedy first. But we never got around to playing a note. We did 45 minutes of comedy in front of a rock and roll crowd. Went over incredibly. And, you know, everybody loved us. And so then the next day we... To LA to make it.
And then you heard What's Going On, and he just kind of shifted the consciousness and the whole.
It
was the final touch of Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply because our hair is long.
That was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye to round out the guest DJ project with Tommy Chong here. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com. It was an absolute pleasure to have you, and I wish we could have a lot more time.
Yeah, I got a lot more songs, a lot more stories.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrb.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.